Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
And we're talking about short-term accommodation again.
A question we are asked quite frequently from strata managers is, how do we stop Airbnb and other short-term letting models from being used within our strata schemes? The question is usually accompanied by complaints of excessive wear and tear to common property, noise and security complaints, as well as concerns for the change of usage from residential to commercial space without the authority from local council to do so. In answer to these strata managers, a recent decision was handed down in the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal, NCAT, that explored the types of bylaws that an owner's corporation can approve regarding short-term holiday lettings, particularly through companies such as Airbnb. The case heard in the tribunal was concerned with one owner who had rented her lot out through Airbnb for a period of 12 months while she had gone travelling. With only a couple of small complaints regarding her tenants, the owner's corporation decided they would adopt a bylaw that restricted the owners from using their lots for short-term lettings, rather than take the risk that more tenants could be problematic. During the tribunal hearing, the representative of the owner's corporation cited some of the following reasons as to why the bylaws was adopted. Luggage would be continuously moved in and out of the apartment and common areas, leading to higher rate of wear and tear. Obligations under Section 258 of the Strata Schemes Management Act to notify the schemes in relation to the change in tenancy, but there was no evidence to suggest that this section had not been complied with, and issues of security and control of errant short-term occupiers, including abatement of noise. The lot owner whose usage was being restricted argued that the owner's corporation did not have the authority to adopt a bylaw relating to her leasing out her lot and cited both materials released by Fair Trading as well as Section 139 of the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. 1. Bylaw cannot be unjust. A bylaw must not be harsh, unconscionable or oppressive. Any such bylaw may be invalidated by the tribunal. See Section 150. 2. Bylaw cannot prevent dealing in relation to lot. No bylaw is capable of operating to prohibit or restrict the devolution of a lot or transfer, lease, mortgage or other dealing relating to a lot. The New South Wales Tribunal determined that a short-term letting does in fact fit within the definition of a lease because a leasehold interest is created under the relationship of landlord and tenant arises whenever one person, the landlord, gives another, the tenant, the legal right to exclusive possession of the land or property for a period less than the term for which the landlord holds the property. The term being certain or at least capable of being rendered certain, with the intention of giving the tenant an interest in the land as opposed to mere privilege. Usually a leasehold interest is granted in return for rent. The decision of the tribunal was that the owner's corporation did not have the authority to restrict the lease within the lot owner's lot. From all the discussions that this case has caused, we are expecting an appeal on this matter. It has been claimed by some specialist strata lawyers that precedents regarding bylaws have been ignored, as well as planning laws. It will certainly be interesting for both property managers and strata managers alike to watch for the outcome. As soon as we have an update, we will let you know.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.